Tony D on the third shift.
It's Tony D with you
on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
You know, I've been doing radio for, 20 plus years since I was in high school. I don't chew gum when I'm on the air. I don't eat when I'm on the air. And I don't drink. I don't, drink water while I'm on the air, but I may have to tonight. I don't know what I ate for dinner. I ate a chicken and rice dish, but it must have been drowning in salt because hours later, all I want is a gallon of water. That's all I want. If I keep doing this tonight, you know why. It must have been swimming in sodium because I haven't stopped drinking during the breaks. I must have drank 4 glasses of water in the last 2 hours. That's crazy. But Adam's here with news of the night, where we get a little bit more onto the stories you may not see in your daily click internet screens. So let's go with story number one. What's on the agenda tonight, Adam?
Story number one is a video of a Russian daredevil. Now, I'm going to tell you this. I am deathly afraid of heights.
Okay.
I can't even be inside a building and look out a window that I know doesn't even open and look down. So this Russian daredevil is on one of those hoverboards, that you just stand on, the little ones.
Oh, yeah.
With the wheels and you go back and forth. He is on the edge of a Dubai skyscraper.
What?
Yes. Now, I'm getting ready to tweet a picture of it, and then I'll tweet the link to the video. I made it 7 seconds into this video, and that's all I could watch. Because I kind of just freak out with the heights.
Even in the safety of your own home, you couldn't watch.
No, yeah. I can't. It gives me... I just can't do it. So I'll tweet the link. But yes, how stupid can you be?
Man, why are these guys... Is it really the rush of this kind of stuff? Is that important? They can't get enough? They have to... And don't tell me if when they die that they died doing what they love. Don't tell me that, because falling off a building isn't what you love. No, no, no. Golly, yes, you did. I saw that already. The Russian daredevil ride hoverboards on Dubai skyscraper. Yeah, no, no, no. I'm not doing this. No, I can't
do it. It just freaked me out instantly. As soon as I pushed play and I saw him riding along the edge, and then he stops and kind of does the backup forward, backup real quick. And I stopped. Once he went back and forth once, I stopped it.
Have you seen the movie The Walk? You ain't going to see the movie The Walk.
No.
The story of the guy who tight ropes between the Twin Towers.
No. No, even the guy, remember the guy that crossed the canyon?
Yes.
I watched that for all of 3 minutes, and then I turned it off because I don't care if I'm tied to it and that I'll fall nowhere. I'm guaranteed I'm still not doing it.
Let me tell you a little bit about that guy. If I can remember his name, but I think it's Walenda. I think he's one of the Flying Walendas. He's a descendant of the Flying Walendas. There is video on YouTube of his grandfather dying in Puerto Rico, falling from a wire. And I saw it on Real Sports. They did a profile of him. And his grandfather was on a wire in Puerto Rico. And he's just got the bar and he's walking. And the wind comes, and you could see him shaking and shaking. And he's like, okay, let me just kind of get down. How they go down on the wire? He goes down on the wire, blip, 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 flips, done, falls. And there's video of it. It's the most harrowing thing to watch. Awful. You would probably be flipped now.
Yeah, I can't. No, yeah, I would never. I wouldn't even start watching it.
It's really awful.
Awful.
All right, story number two.
Let's go to O.J. Simpson.
Oh, good, because we haven't done an O.J. Simpson thing in quite a while.
Right. Best-selling writer Ian Halperin claims that O.J. Simpson, who could get out on parole next year, wants to date Kris Jenner.
No, he doesn't.
Kardashian, as she used to be.
No, he doesn't.
That's what Ian Halperin, who's a best-selling writer, who is making a documentary on O.J. Simpson, claims that O.J. has told him. Now, the story gets weirder.
Okay, wait a minute. The woman in that Bob's wife, yes, that was so... Bob, he's guilty, Bob?
Yep.
O.J.
says,
oh, God, O.J.
He says, O.J. has had a crush on Kris forever. He believes the relationship that Kris and her now boyfriend... Corey Gamble, who's in the music industry, is a sham because she's in her 50s and her 60s, and he's like 31 or something like that.
Oh, my
but,
God.
Yeah, says, okay, but it gets weirder.
All right, because that's weird enough.
Yes. OJ is also, in Halperin's words, fixated on Jenner's ex-husband, now Caitlyn Jenner.
Okay, wait a minute. So he wants to date Bob Kardashian's ex-wife, but he also wouldn't mind if Caitlyn Jenner is available.
Quote,
formerly Bruce Jenner.
Quote, when I get out of here, I would consider dating her too.
No.
Straight from OJ Simpson's mouth.
No, OJ, listen, let me give advice to OJ. OJ, you don't have time to date because as soon as you got out of prison, you're supposed to be looking for the real killer.
Right.
That's what you told us what you'd be doing. OJ, come on.
So what do you do if you're one of the Kardashian kids?
You move out of the country.
You go to your mom and you say, if you do anything, talk to OJ, I'm taking my money and I'm walking away from you and you won't have anything.
I mean, my God, I would. She's got to go nowhere near OJ. She was adamant that he killed Nicole and her friend. That's one of the reasons that it was strained in the relationship with Bob Kardashian. Is OJ going to get parole, do you think?
I don't know either. I hope not.
I hope not either. I hope Fred Goldman shows up, even though he's in jail for not directed to that case. I hope Fred Goldman shows up and just says, for no other reason, I'm going to tell you about my son. Because he's got to stay in jail.
That's so creepy.
That is creepy. That is really, really creepy. Oh, way to go, OJ. Always staying in the news. We love you. Golly. That guy. All right, story number three.
All right. The St. Louis Cardinals have denied Cubs fans who were wearing a shirt that Joe Madden created with a quote said.
Right. Please don't.
Try not to suck.
Try not to suck. That's right. Those are great shirts.
Yes. But this is a rule that the Cardinals in Busch Stadium have had as an organization for years and years and years.
Okay, so what's the rule? You can't wear other team shirts. You
can't say suck.
Okay, that makes sense. No, that makes sense.
And the thing is, and now Cubs fans are upset. Joe Madden's really upset. But how can you tell an organization what to do when it comes to this? And another thing is, the Chicago Cubs had the same rule up until, I want to say, 92, 93. Couldn't wear anything with the word suck on it.
Now, the Cubs fans and Joe Madden both need to, they just need to eat this one.
Right.
Sorry, this is a building you have nothing to do with. This is a policy for, if you hate the policy, argue the policy. But if they're saying, look, we just rather not, we want to bring families to the games, we want to bring little kids to the games, we don't want this kind of stuff. It's our building, it's our rules, we can make up anything we want. Sorry, you may disagree with it. Go talk to a tree because you have a better chance of them responding than us. This is our rule, and you may not like it, but too bad. This is what we created to create the kind of environment we want here at Busch Stadium. So what? That's a good story, but I side with Busch Stadium on this.
Yeah, I do too, because Cubs fans would just eventually turn the shirts into something saying the Cardinals suck or something to that nature.
Yeah.
And you don't want that. Even if it's saying the Cubs suck, you don't want that from your fans either.
Yeah, and it's their right. If they feel like, you know what, this is what we don't want little kids and stuff like that to see it. We want to create a family environment. That's their right. Good stories. Adam's News of the Night.